We're holding Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph on top. Again, the Shaila was the Maikim Miflagi, where a machloek is said between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapora. That Rabbi Chiya was the one that says Yechayiv Shtayim, and Bar Kapora was always the one that says En Chayiv Alachas, Yoni Chayiv One. So what's the machloek? The Maikim Miflagi. So Mar says Biyisa Koinol. The machloek says if there's such a mila, if there's something special about Isser, Chalal Isser, when the second one is a Kailul. It's on more things. The Aliba the Rabbi Yossi. We're going according to Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rashi says, our Tzum will explain what does it mean. Rashi, Aliba the Rabbi Yossi. The Oman that Rabbi Yossi says, Bishari Surei, Isser, Chalal Isser, Ayidei Migul. Rabbi Yossi is the one we had before that does say Isser, Chalal Isser, it could be Chayiv two times. So the Machlekes now does Rabbi Yossi hold from Isser Kailul. The Mar says like this, that Rabbi Chiya Sava, Rabbi Chiya holds Sava Rabbi Yosi by Yisra Koylo Mechayiv Tarti. That just like Rabbi Yosi holds by Yisra Moisif, the same thing by Yisra Koylo. When you're adding on more things, he also says Yisra Chalal Yisra Yechayiv Etu. Ba'kapora Sava, Ba'kapora holds Loi Mechayiv Elechad, no Yoni Chayiv One. That's the Machlokes. The Machlokes is according to Rabbi Yosi on an Yisra Koylo Yechayiv Two or Yechayiv One. So Rashi says like this. The Issa Koylo Mechayiv Tarti, Tikatoni Chayiv Mishuma Eishas Ach, or Mishuma Chaisisha. Just like the Yosi before said, Yechayiv Tu Isurim, if she's your wife's sister, and she's your brother's wife, Yechayiv Tu, Afilo, even in case of Nosa Meis Vechakach Nosa Chay, to let Yissa Moisif, Bahai Basri, Eli Issa Koylo, but he also holds from the Issa Koylo. That's what Rabbi Chiya holds. And Bar Kapora says, Loi Mechayiv Elechod, like Rashi says, Fichi Chayiv Rabbi Yosi Tarti, when does Rabbi Yosi Odi Chayiv too? Only by Nisa Moisif. That's where Bar Nosa Chay, first the brother that's still alive, married one sister, V'yachakach Nosa Meis, and then the one, that's the brother that's going to die, married the second sister. So therefore, when the first one married his wife, the other sister was also Tim Mishum Eishas Achais Ishtay. Now when his brother married her, she became Asaf Eshesach, that's a Migul, that's a Kailul a Moisif, that's an Issa Moisif, because not only is the Issa upon you, but now the Issa, she's also attending one of the brothers. So that's when Rabbi Yosi holds Yechayiv too. Only by an Issa Moisif. Ma'ashenka, by an Issa Kailul, here, Rabbi Bakapora holds that Rabbi Yosi holds Yoni Chayiv 1. Now the Gemara explains, Umay Issa Kailul Ikahocha. Where's the case? Why is it called here in Issa Koylo? So it must be like this. We had a few cases before what the Machlokes was. But it's like this. Fish Lema, one case of Zar, and a case of a Zar that does the Avodah on Shabbos, is Mikore Shori Bimlocha. Before Shabbos, he's allowed to do work. He's allowed to make a Shechita. You could do work before Shabbos. V'yosa be'avodah. But a Zar, a Zar Koyin, is not allowed to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So that Issa came first. First came in this, since you're a Zar, you're not a Kohen, you're not allowed to do any Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. As Yul HaShabbos, now it became Shabbos, so he says, Svar Migu, Migu, Deko Misasar Bimlocha, since now on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do any type of Malocha, not only Avodah, any type of Malocha is also on Shabbos. Of the Lamates Malochis, is Misasar Name be Avodah, who are then within Issa Kailul, you also to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's called an Issa Koylo. So at first you were muted to do Avodah outside the Beis HaMikdash. Now on Shabbos, like it's Koylo the Issa Malacha to other type of Avodahs, so it also applies to the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why Yechayiv too. Now Baal Mum, the same thing of a Kohen, is a Baal Mum, and he also does the Avodah. Baal Mum Sheshimesh Betuma, the case was before. That Mikore Shari Bachila. When a Kohen is only a Baal Mum, he's not allowed to do an Avodah. He can't do work in the Beis HaMikdash. He can't bring the Korbanos. But he's allowed to eat. A Baal Mum is allowed to eat from the Korban. The Yosef be Avodah. But he's not allowed to do the Avodah. Now, Itmulei, when this Kohen now becomes Tomei, when his body becomes Tomei, if he touched the mace, is me go to cut Mr. Bachila. Since when a Kohen is Tomei, he's not allowed to eat any Kachim. That's the Locha when you are Tomei. You can't eat any kachim. So say, Svara, Mrs. Sonama be Avodah. Who adin, this Baal Mum now also becomes us to do the Avodah with the Issa Tuma. Even though he wasn't allowed to do the Avodah before because he was already a Baal Mum. But now when it became Tomei, it's like a migul, it's a kailul. Migul that the Yisra Tuma added on to him that he's not allowed to eat the kachim. Since he's not allowed to eat the kachim because he's Tomei, the same thing the Yisra Tuma applies to doing the Avoida. Now that he's Tomei, he can't do the Avoida either. Those two cases are good. But the third case we had, Ella Malika, the question was by Malika. Malika means, again, the bird, if you have a carbon, a knife, a bird that's a carbon, the way they kill it is not through a shechita. They don't use a knife. The kohen takes his thumb and pushes it through the back of the neck of the bird. So there we say, it's only mutter for kohen to eat it. But if you're a zar, if you're not a kohen, the churut should be two yisurim for you. One is kachim, and secondly, you're reading in the vela. The question is there, how is it a case of Yisakilu? So what says El Malika, Babasachasi the Mishkachas law. The Yisakilu le Mishkachas law. There's no question of Yisakilu. You're not eating anything more. When it was in the Vela, it's in the Vela always. So what's the Kilu? What are you eating more? The fact that it becomes a, the fact that it becomes in the Vela. So when we're answering, the Maila here is that Babasachas it's also. So Rashi explains Babasachas means like this, that when the bird was alive, it was us if any kohen did it. It was time, it was like Issa Mila. Once you made a Malika, now at that second when you made a Malika, that's when it became Hutter Lekahanim, and at that time it became Asa for Zar. So the same second it became Asa for the Zar Tidit. Beteris Zaris, the same second it became an Avela also. So therefore it's a new Shaila of Asachas. You say when two Risurim are Chal the exact same second, maybe that's better. So in other words, it's not an Issa Kailul, but it's an Issa Bavasachas, two things take place at the exact same time. So Gemara says now like this, but the Issa Kailul, Le Mishkachaslo, you don't find this in the case of an Issa Kailul. So that it's a Kuru Takasha, the way we're learning before that the Machlokes between the B'chi and Bakapara is, does Rabbi Yossi agree by an Issa Kailul, Yechayiv too or not? So Shala is here by Malika, it's not an Issa Kailul. It's only an Issa Bavasachas that happens together. So Gemara says, "Enachanami, Elo kamiflagi biyisa b'vasachas." I say the machlekes for Bichi and Bakapora is not the machlekes biyisa kailul, but it's an isa b'vasachas. When two isurim achal the exact same second b'vasachas, do we say both achal or not? Gemara says, "Now again, v'aliba to Rabbi Yosi. Again, it's a machlekes according to Rabbi Yosi. So what? Rabbi Chi is sov. Rabbi Chi holds Rabbi Yosi biyisa b'vasachas mechayev tarti." And just like Rabbi Yossi holds, by Nissa Moisif, both Achal, the same thing, even if it's not Moisif, but it's just Bavasachas, the same second, two Isurim, should be Chal, so both Achal, like you don't know which one yes, which one no, so we say both Achal already. So therefore, by the Malika, the second the Kohen makes the Malika, that's when the Issa Mila of a regular Kachim go off it. And now it's Chal a new Issa, not Tita because you're a Zar. At that same second, it's Chal the Issa Nevela. So both are chav of asachas. Now, Ubakapora sover, Bakapora holds no, loy mechayiv elechoda. He holds even though two isurim are chav of asachas, so what? Still yoni chayiv one. It is only by nisim moisif, that's when Rabbi Yosi says yichayiv two. But as long as you're not being moisif, more isurim, then we say yoni chayiv one. Now the Gemara says, for hocha my isur, vasachas ikah. How do you have now all these cases now? How do you have Isurim that are all Chalba Vasachas? So far we only had Malika. But how do you have other cases? So more so like this. Zar Sheshimish B'Shabbos. The first case was a Zar, not a Yisrael, that does the Avoid in the base of English on Shabbos. So how do you have both of Vasachas? The Chura first, he was a Zar. Like he was born a Zar, he's not a Kain. So he's not allowed to do the Avoida because he's not a Kohen. Now when it becomes Shabbos, there's a new Aveira to do it on Shabbos. So how do you have the two Yisurim together? Luchura the Zaris comes first. So Gemara says, Kegoin the IC Shtei Cyrus B'Shabbos. We're talking about he was a Kotin. And he first became Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos itself. So now on this Shabbos itself, when the person became Bar Mitzvah, that's when he's Chayv and Yisurim. So this first Shabbos of his Bar Mitzvah, right now is a Zar. If he does the Avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, two Isur Machal on B'Vasachas. One that he's a Zar, he's not allowed to do the Avoida. And secondly, it's Shabbos, and Shabbos, he can't do the Avoida. Tevelu Zaris for Shabbos Badi Adodi, that the two Isur Machal upon you at 1 second. The second you become Bar Mitzvah, the beginning of Shabbos, right then it's Chal the two Isurim.
So that's the machlekes the Yisai b'vasachas. Rabbi Yossi agrees that the two isur machal, that's Rabbi Chiya svara, and Bakapura says no, but by b'vasachas, still Rabbi Yossi owes only one. Which one, Taka, we don't know. It'll be a shalom, which one. Fighter. Baal Mum, how do you have a case of a Baal Mum that became Tomei? Nami, who go in the IC, Shtei Sairos, V'yit Mulei. Same thing, it became Bar Mitzvah, and it became Tomei the same second. So he's a Baal Mum and Tumah, both Yisurim Achav the same time. The Evelei Baal Mum V'Tumah V'Adi Adodi, both Yisurim come the same second. In Ami, no, the Pshat here is, She'chotach Etzbo B'Sakin Tomeya. We had a regular coin. So up until now he was Tahor, and he was a Shalim. He wasn't a Baal Mum. Now what happened? Now you had a knife that was Tomei, a knife that touched a mace, so the knife is an Avatumah. Now this knife cut the coin. Now the second it touched the coin, it's Matama the coin. And that same second it also made a wound in him that made him into a Baal Mum. So it could be the two things happened b'vasachas. He becomes a Baal Mum, not fit to bring the Karbonis, and he's also Tomei the exact same second. And Tosis speaks out in Ksubis, even though it's not mamish the exact same second, because for the knife to be metama the kohen, it's enough just to touches him. The first second it touches the skin, it's metama the kohen. When does he become a Baal Mum? When it goes further into his body. A Baal Mum means something's wrong with you. You have to cut off a piece of the skin. There are certain places you make him into a Baal Mum. But that happens first when the knife goes deep into him. But the second the knife touches him, that's when he becomes tummy. So Tosis says what you have to say is this little bit of a difference is still called the Vasachas. Vasachas means pretty close together. It doesn't have to mean mamish exact same second.
Weiter. So Moshe says like this now. Bishleima Rabbi Chiya, Bishleima understand Rabbi Chiya, that Rabbi Chiya says Yechayiv too, ki yisnayu lididei, alibidu Rabbi Yossi, that he learned his pshat according to Rabbi Yossi. And ki is nayu lebakapora, that bakapora before also said over. Because bakapora before also made a shvu as if to say he heard over from Rebbe, from Rabbeinu HaKodesh, that Yoni Chayiv won. So how could he make a mistake? The Torah says, Aliba the Rabbi Shimon. Now, as we'll explain it now, before was the Machlokes, Rabbi Chi and bakapora. And each one said over, they swear that they heard from Rebbe, that that's what Rebbe said. So Bishleima, the way we're saying right now, so it's good to Machlokes. Bakapora heard over what he heard, what he said a libud of Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Chiya is saying over what he heard a libud of Rabbi Yossi. Elul Bakapora, but the chur according to Bakapora, that Kapora says he himself says that even according to Rabbi Yossi, Yishno by Nisa b'Vasachas, Yoni Chayiv one and not two. So it comes out that nobody says Yichayiv two. See, if so, Rabbi Chiya Shkura come a shaker. According to what Bakapora heard over, what Rebbe said, Lechura Rebbe Chi is making a mistake and he's saying Sheker. Because according to Bakapora, it's only one. Nobody says two. So how could Rebbe Chi say Yechayiv two? Lechura is making a mistake? So the Gemara says, Elo kemiflege b'yisse b'vasachas v'aliva du Rebbe Shimon. I tell you, the Malachi is like this. Even though usually Rabbi Shimon holds a nisa chalalisser, even by a nisa moisif, he holds a nisa chalalisser by your brother's wife and your sister and your wife's sister. You only chayiv one and not two. But maybe b'vasachas, when the two resurim achal together, maybe there Rabbi Shimon agrees you chayiv two. So that's the machlekes. The machlekes is a libud of Rabbi Shimon. It's nothing more like this. The reason why you had to swear is lafuke l'Rabbi Shimon mechazoke. But this is very good. Rabbi Chiya swore here to say, I heard over Yechayiv too. What do you have to swear for? Because usually Rabbi Shimon holds Yoni Chayiv one. If you want to tell me you hold Yechayiv too, you're saying a tremendous chiddush, something new, like you have to swear to it. Elo lebakapora, but according to Bakapora, that he's saying no. Even like according to Rabbi Shimon, b'vasachas that the two resurim happened the same time. Still, Yoni Chayiv won for the Gemara. Lo melelesh dabuye. What does he have to swear for? Like it's not such a big kiddush. Like that's what we'd say in Svar anyway. Just like Rabbi Shimon does not agree to Issa Moisif, he never has a case of Issa Chalalisser. So the same thing b'vasachas also maybe doesn't agree. The Gemara is such a big kiddush to say he has to agree b'vasachas. So Mar says like this. So Mar says kasha and echlam. That's a little bit kasha. The machlekes according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a kasha. What about Kapora have to swear?
But Akasha is a little bit. Akasha is not the biggest Akasha. It's not a tiyufta. It's not like we slugged him up. The Gemara says, Bishleim lebakapor is good according to Bakapor that he says you only chayiv one. Ki yisna your Rebbe lididei alibud Rebbe Shimon. That when he heard over from Rebbe that Yoni Chayiv won, he was saying according to Rebbe Shimon. Ki Yisnayil Rebbe Chia, when Rebbe Chia heard over, Ali but Rebbe Yasi. That Rebbe Chia heard over from Rebbe, that Yechayiv too, it's not a stira, but according to Rebbe Yasi Shita, Yechayiv too. This way comes out good. Elul Rebbe Chia, but according to whether Rebbe Chia learns, Rebbe Chia says Yechayiv too, is the Chura Baka Parash Kura Kamashakar. Again, Bakapur is making a sheker. If Rabbi Chiya is saying that Rabbi said, even according to Rabbi Shimon, Yechayiv too, Bevasachas, so how could Bakapur say not like that? The Chiya is making a mistake, he's saying a sheker. So when it says, Oh, Moloch Rabbi Chiya, Chiya says like this, Ki Yisnayu Rabbi Lididei, Tarti Lifteris Nayu. When Rabbi taught them, he taught them two cases that you potter. Tarti Lifteris Nayu. So Rashi is like this. Omulach the bottom Rashi, Omulach Rabbi Chiya. Vadai bakapor le mishaker. Havada bakapor is not lying. El toye the Rebbe. He made a mistake. El toye. He made a mistake. The Rebbe vadai pturis nayo. Havada Rebbe said, Yepotim is only chayiv one. Voloi bekulu el batarti. Not all of them only in two cases. Bizar shashimish b'shabis. Uvamum shashimish b'tumma. The mishtakas benei de kerlu benei de b'vasachas. Could the Amul Yael? So that's to say, Omnach Rabbi Chiya, ki yisnayu rebu lididei, tarti lifturis nayu. He learned two cases that he's like a potter.